The quiet of the house felt deep. The only break, the soft sounds of a lullaby being sung somewhere. The woman's voice held warmth and love as she sang her child to sleep. There was also a deep sadness in it, as if she knew this was the last time she'd ever see the babe again. It was hauntingly beautiful. The nursery door opened, and she looked up from where she sat in the rocking chair. Is it time already? Her daughter's nanny, Amanda, stood in the doorway, bathed in the soft glow of the hallway lights. She'd been with the girl since she was born and loved her as much as a mother should. Amanda knew what the child's father was capable of, had seen the lengths he'd go to in order to achieve his goals. Amanda had to succeed. She had to. If we are going to do this, we must do it before he returns, the nanny reminded her gently. I have to lock you in your room now. She sighed and stood, the baby asleep in her arms. Are you sure you can keep her safe? Yes, I promise. I will keep her safe, no matter the cost. The woman looked around the nursery she had decorated, more tears slipping down her cheeks. The soft pinks and greens were soothing, and the dark cherry wood crib cried out for her to put the baby in its comforting confines. But it would never house the child again. All she ever wanted for her little girl was for her to be safe, loved, and happy. Amanda would make sure the girl had those things. With a sigh, she handed her daughter over and turned away, tears in her hazel eyes. Please take care of her. I've lost one child already, and to willingly give this one away is almost more than I can bear. I'm sorry, Amanda told her. I know this is hard, but it's our only hope. She'll never know anything about who she is. I'll keep her safe, even from herself, I promise you. The woman nodded. She kissed her little girl one last time and then walked down the hall to her room, closing the door. Amanda locked the bolt lock on the outside of the door. She slid down the door, her legs buckling. Grief struck her hard, and it was all she could do to breathe. Fingers stroked her cheeks, and she looked up into those black eyes.
You did the right thing, he soothed.
Why are you here? She cried. I made no deals with you.
His smile was full of teeth.
No, my dear. But a deal was made a long time ago, and you finally set its outcome into motion. I wish there was more I could do for you, but alas, there is not. He is going to make you beg for death.
Please!
Shh, he said, and put a finger to her lips. Your part is done, and if I could, I would help you, but I cannot. Thank you for the gift you've given us this night.
He stood, and in a blink, he was gone, leaving her shaking and crying.
Silas!
She screamed into the empty room. Her only answer was silence. Dear God, what had she just done?